Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back. One of their great songs, Jump. Welcome back, folks. 12 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm broadcasting live from Livingston, Montana. I'll be here. I'll do this today, and I'm going to do it again on Thursday. And the rest of the week is the best of us because I'm on vacation, except for this. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I always try to report on some things that are going on. Every week I take a segment, a half hour usually, of our time together and just share some ideas with just you and me. That's what I'm going to do right now. You know, folks, one of the things I've talked about and all last week and most of last week is that what we're going through right now. The stock market, some of the stuff, other stuff that's going on around the world. This is not the same thing as 2008. This is a completely different kind of thing. Let me talk to you about the stock market. You know, the stock market, as you know what happened last week and again yesterday, went down again yesterday. Historically, you've heard me say this before, one of the maxims that we've had was that the stock market condition, whether it was going up or whether it was going down, was a six-month leading indicator of the general economy. But that generally accepted truth became a walk down memory lane as the investor class morphed into the trading class over the past generation. In a world where the average stock is held about one and a half minutes, the stock market is now merely a leading indicator of itself. You've heard me say this before. And mostly disconnected from the economy. Well, the current disconnect between these historic economic powers of American capitalism, the Main Street economy, and the fruits of Wall Street are now indisputable. During the first quarter of 2014 and 15, you've heard me remind you about this, this year and last year, when GDP went negative, when the U.S. economy went negative, the iconic Dow Jones averages reached record heights, right? You remember that? I reported on that right here on the show. Since 2008, fealty to short-term earnings, the 90-day conference call with analysts and all corporate publicly traded companies, has increased digital trading instead of investing. And the Fed's quantitative easing hasn't helped either. It's basically created an equities bubble. Meanwhile, Main Street was never allowed to play in that same backyard. Nevertheless, before the current equities crash resulted in, before it creates PTSD from 2008 for you, here are five things I want to talk to you about and the reason why it's not time to push the panic button out here on Main Street. First, liquidity is okay. The U.S., was caused by liquidity pipeline freezing up in the shadow banking system where mortgage-backed securities, highly leveraged, were used as collateral. The correction we're dealing right now is about irrational exuberance. It's not about liquidity. It's not like 2008. Number two, banks are clean. In 2008, the banks were highly leveraged. They were heavily involved. The big banks were heavily involved in those mortgage-backed securities, those subprime loans we talked about earlier. They were heavily involved in that. Today, the big banks have had who own most of the assets, most of the banking assets, like 80% of the banking assets in America, those banks have had to run a gauntlet of tests to shore up their capital position. So the banks are not weak anymore. They're not playing around with a bunch of funny business that's causing them to hurt our financial markets. That's number two. Number three is balance sheets are stronger. I predicted this. In 2009, I told you that all of our balance sheets were going to get stronger because you and I were going to deleverage. We were going to quit borrowing so much money. We were going to operate within our means. We were going to pay off debt. And unfortunately, the economy has been so slow, you and I haven't wanted to borrow money to grow, which I encourage you to do if you have growth opportunities. I do it. I'm going to continue to do it. But right now, for the last 6 years, and I have to say it, under the Obama administration's economy, we haven't had any reason to borrow money. So balance sheets are strong. They were not in 2008. Number four, oil is down. I don't know what it is today, but oil prices are more than half of below where they were a year ago. That puts money back in the pocket. That's like giving consumers a raise. It puts money back in their pocket, which will help to hold the economy up. As long as consumers are not being, you know, are even though there are a lot of issues, there are a lot of issues in middle class America. A lot of challenges that are going on right now. The economy hasn't helped. But still, as long as with gas prices being low, with oil prices being low, that's going to help a lot. That wasn't going on back in those days, back in 2008. Number five, interest rates are low. If you want to buy a car, if you want to buy a house, and you need to borrow the money, now's the time to do it. I mean, interest rates, I'm going to tell you something, folks, and you folks who are out there who are as old as me and been around a long time, you know what I'm talking about. Young folks, you'll never see interest rates this low again, probably in your lifetime. I'm not telling you to run out and borrow a bunch of money. I'm just telling you that if you want to buy a car, if you want to buy a house, you'll never find a better time. And if I were young and I were thinking about buying a house in a year, I'd figure out how to do it maybe now, soon. If I felt good about my job prospects, I'd do it soon because you can lock those rates in for 30 years. So this is a good time, I think, to buy a house. So here's what you should do. As a small business, even though I've said all that, there still are challenges out there. I'd call on every one of my business customers. Do it now. I'd get close to them right now. I'd remind them that regardless of what's ahead, you're their partner. I would think of ways to help them prepare for possible headwinds, and I'd be ready to offer those suggestions. It's not time to press the panic button, my friends. But I will say this, the closer Wall Street gets to dropping 20%, which is a technical bear market, the closer they get to that, the Main Street economy will be likely impacted negatively. Folks, Wall Street, while it's losing its head again, Main Street continues to be America's economic rock. And we have small businesses to thank for that. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.